This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephen, good day program. Thanks, Richie.
Oh, welcome.
Rich McFadden is at the controls of our studio in Washington. Jennifer is off today on assignment cooking up some other goodies for people in Los Angeles. Kent Kessler in San Diego, he's with us. I was talking about your house last night with Bob Kay, who had dinner with me, or we had dinner with him, Meredith and I, and his wife and I had dinner last night, and we, for some reason or other, came up with El Cajon, and he has apparently seen your house, which is on the top of a hill, as he described it. I've never seen your house. I've never even been that I know of to El Cajon.
Talking about Kenny.
Yeah.
His house.
What did I say? Yeah, not your house.
You just said his house. So
I'm sorry. I was thinking about Ken Kessler, who is also in charge of social media, et cetera, here. So I just was thinking about how fortunate many of us are. We have to count our blessings each day as we start our day, thinking it's not a religious thing. You can do it as a religious experience if you want to, but it's just good form. Think about where you are, how cool it is. What do you like best about where you live? I think that's something we all ought to think about every single day. Speaking of that, the bidding for the next Olympic game seems to be a bit of a disaster because nobody wants to do it anymore. It's too much of a pain. Oslo, Norway, for example, has pulled out of the running for the 2022 Winter Olympics. Government says we don't want to host it. It is too difficult to protect all of the athletes. So that leaves Beijing and a town that nobody ever heard of in Kazakhstan as the only people involved in the bidding process. So what is going to happen to the Olympics? You go down that street. Researchers have known for years that hosting these big sporting events like the Olympics costs a lot and doesn't yield much. Plus, it really, look what happened in Russia with all the protests and people worried about the place getting blown up. There's always going to be some nutbird who wants to blow something up.
Washington's trying to get the Summer Olympics.
Washington is
trying to bid for the 2018 or something like that.
Really?
Olympics, yeah.
I didn't realize that, Richie.
Yep.
One of the things that
Baltimore.
Washington, Baltimore, somewhere in there along the corridor.
The two cities are working together, yeah, because it would be, they're only 40 minutes apart, so they would share it.
Well, so here in no small way, the essence of why it's difficult is exemplified by the problems in the Middle East. You've never seen, can you imagine if Tel Aviv was considered to be a host site for the Olympics, what that would be all about? Or let's say Tehran, or Baghdad.
Welcome back to the 150th Olympic Games. Tonight's event, bomb chasing and bomb evasion.
Yeah. Yep. Not a pleasant prospect, but it's too bad because the world has gone so crazy.
How are we gonna that little guy go?
How are we going to straighten this out? How are we going to straighten it out? It's got to be straightened out in some way, shape, or form. Wow.
Well, there goes another one. The contestant is just getting whittled down by the minute.
Minute by minute, play by play meeting yesterday between Benjamin Netanyahu and Mr. Obama. The meeting didn't go particularly well, and as soon as Netanyahu left the White House, there was a news release suggesting that we in the United States do not like Israel's planned housing project that is ongoing in East Jerusalem. And to understand the situation, maybe I've had to been there. I've been there four times, and I don't understand it myself. I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's something that just creates more of a problem. You can say they have the right to do it. Yes, maybe they do. I don't know whether they really do or they really don't. But when there are measured... Netanyahu, I think, is an intelligent guy and a pretty good leader from my perspective. But I think he gets...
He's not bashful.
He's not. He's very strong.
He will get in your face.
Yep. So in this circumstance, though, how much in your face does you any good? Is it time to stop? With guys who are right of center leading Israel, there always are expansions in these housing projects in this area that's close to. Now, I understand his point of view. It's their land, so why shouldn't we use it the way we want to use it? It just always seems to create the animosity or the anger. Now, you can say that
you
Obama...
You can't be a pushover when you're president of Israel, the prime minister of Israel. You got to be able to stand your ground, and that's the only way you can lead that country.
Smart? Is it smart to be building these housing projects? One could say yes and make a good argument. One could say no and make a good argument. And what has happened here, it seems to me, politically... Because Obama came out so quickly after the meeting and saying, "This is we don't approve. The United States doesn't approve." Well, there's a lot of people in the United States who do approve. So he's not speaking for the majority, or he's speaking for himself. We don't think you ought to do that. And what he does is add fuel to the fire of those who say he's anti-Israel. For whatever it's worth, however it gets played, the right-wing hosts will play it up, and so you won't have anything new. But it's just it seems not particularly. Well thought out. I guess that's from my perspective. It just doesn't seem... You see the tensions there. And I mean, even for the Israeli side, it just creates more tension for them. It's not like they really... There are plenty of places in Israel you could build housing projects. They just do it because it kind of... we're going to get them. So that's my 2 cents worth. And it may be only worth 2 cents. I'll tell you whose information is worth more than 2 cents. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with his weekly medical update on the medical news of the week. Up next here on Good Day.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Making it happen now, medically speaking, Dr. Ken Kessler, good day.
Close.
From time to time, the KK, we have Ken Kessler and Ken Kronhaus. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. The situation with Ebola, concerns and reality as this Dallas situation, because the nurse, I speculated, Ken, and I wonder what you think about this, that one of the reasons this has fallen apart is because these big corporate hospitals, they cut staff. There was nobody above her to ask, and so she was kind of on her own when she let this guy go home, right?
Actually, I think just the opposite. I think the staff was too large, and the word didn't get down. Let me tell everybody what they need to know and filter through the noise. The symptoms of Ebola, their flu-like symptoms, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, high fever. The incubation period is up to 21 days. Only symptomatic patients can spread this. You can only catch it if you come in contact with a patient's secretions. It's not yet airborne. Hospital emergency department staff, Doug, they need to ask patients whether they've have recently traveled to three different countries, Liberia, Sierra Leone, or Guinea. These are the three countries hardest hit by the worst Ebola outbreak on record. Until someone becomes very, very ill, they are not very contagious, and control is possible with rapid, focused interventions, and Nigeria has shown that this is possible by isolating victims. Since August, they haven't had another case in Nigeria.
Well, I think that's something we oftentimes decry Nigeria as being a backwards country. In many ways, they are. In some ways, they aren't. Our own Ken Kessler, I was laughing, we were talking about him in comparison to you as we get started here, has found a list of the things that you would commonly run into, and it's rather amusing. We're going to post it at DougStephan.com, or maybe we already have, Kenny. The essence of it is that you would find it almost impossible to get this, really and truly.
Well, what I think happened at this hospital in Texas is the staff was actually large in the emergency room, and a nurse did actually ask the question, but it didn't filter down to the rest of the care team.
Well, why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't somebody just say, okay, here's this guy?
I'm sure they're looking at themselves today and wondering about that also. And that's why I'm repeating this. Every single person in healthcare, any infectious person themselves, they need to ask, have they traveled recently? That is, has the patient traveled?
Yeah, anywhere. All right.
With any infectious disease.
Right, because this guy went through from Liberia to Brussels, Brussels to Washington, Washington to Dallas. So he was on two or three different planes.
But and he told the nurse. The problem is that information didn't get to the doctor, and the doctor didn't ask himself.
Mm-hmm. All right, enterovirus. Somebody has died. First child has died from this D68. There are a number of states reporting the problem. So what happened?
42 states and the District of Columbia, Doug, now have a total of 500 confirmed cases of enterovirus. D68, the severe respiratory illness that has been infecting children since the summer. Four people infected with the virus have died in recent weeks. And the news is it's not yet clear if the virus is associated with the cases of muscle weakness and even paralysis that have struck 10 children in the Denver area. Other cases of muscle weakness or paralysis have been reported in Massachusetts, Michigan, and Missouri. You know, there's some speculation that this virus was brought in through Central America, through the kids. We don't yet know.
You're talking about Hispanic kids coming here illegally.
Through Central America.
Politically, well, this is not what people want to hear, but
we just don't know.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of speculation is happening.
All right. Let's speculate a little bit more firmly on the use of this serum called Provia, which is a clinical grade botanical extract that cleanses the pores in your hair so your follicles will grow. Ken says this is good stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are all growing older every day, and many things happen to our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them. Not anymore, not with Provia Natural Hair Therapy from Chamonix. Gary from Florida does not believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place is a part of aging gracefully. He wrote, "Your product works miracles. I have seen an incredible change. Now I do not have to worry about hair implants or going for a consultation. Fuller and thicker hair is promised. Of course, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safe for colored and treated hair. And now for all your activities, Provia has a great sale. Fuller, stronger, healthier hair is one phone call away.
800-543-5817 for Provia to get your hair back. It works so you get your money back. That's a good deal. 800-543-5817. Cleanse the pores. Get your hair growing back, your own hair. 800-543-5817.
The J. Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The day with Doug.
The Chinese are the biggest producers of torture equipment in the world. Gear like electric shock wands, neck and wrist cuffs.
Jennifer Horn.
Sounds like Friday night at home.
Doug Steffens, good day. They go together like peanut butter and turpentine.
Go, 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 Charles.
It's your birthday.
Pull the book. I got what you need. You need the filler bar. I'm in the habit of saying I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug. Get in there, get in the rug. You can find me in the club.
Too bad Jennifer's not here.
Mama, I got what you need.
Yeah, this is her.
You need the filler bar. I'm in the habit
of
saying I ain't
into
making love.
This is one of us. I'm going to do the average white boy pronunciation of this 50 Cent, also known as 50 Cent, a reality show about storage containers. He has a reality show about helping children graduate from high school, a reality show about storage containers, a reality show about finding sperm donors, there's a reality show about pretending to be Prince Harry. Is it shocking that somebody has made a reality show about celebrities teaching high-risk children? This is the producer of the show, 50 Cent. He has produced Dream School, and it is going to return for a second season starting tonight with a whole new roster of high-profile instructors helping to give students who have dropped out of school or been thrown out of school a chance to graduate. So here's what happens, Richie, on the show. Every week a new celebrity mentor appears to help students turn their lives around. Leading the project is Luann Johnson, who doesn't waste any time before pointing out that Michelle Pfeiffer played me in Dangerous Minds. Also working on this is Olympic figure skater Johnny Weir. He'll provide guidance in physical education and communications. Adam, is it Richmond or Rickman, who is in Man versus Food?
Richmond.
Richmond? Okay.
Yeah.
Teaches environmental studies to these students. Public Enemy rapper Chuck D. Act as a mentor and sociology instructor. Sounds interesting. And Dennis Duffy will teach life skills. Wait a minute. Who's Dennis?
Oh, he's the guy that plays in the
Is that his name or is Dean Winters? Who is this guy, Kenny? Do you know?
he plays in the commercials where he's is it State Farm where he says I am mayhem. You don't want me, and he crashes your house and your car and all that stuff.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, doesn't ring any.
You'd know him if you saw him.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Nice to know.
Well, good for him. That's a good. Yeah.
Yeah. All of this is good. Again, you can dig around, and we have people who decry this kind of music because it's sexist, it's angry, it's hurtful, it's vicious, it's violent. But not all of the rap, whether it comes from people like 50 Cent or whether it's LL Cool J or it's Eminem or whoever it's from, is all that's... It's too broad a statement
there's some
to make
good people
it.
Behind it.
Yeah, that's what I'm just about to say.
No, he's been a
it's,
good
it's
guy.
It's a broad statement to criticize all of it. It just is something that is the same as when my mother told me when Elvis became a hit in 1954, 56, my mother said, you ever come home with a haircut like that? I'll shave your head. And you better not ever think about buying a leather jacket. That was tough stuff in those.
Did you ever own a leather jacket?
I have owned leather jackets, but that was before I became conscious about where
was
they
it came members
from.
Only?
No, it wasn't a members only jacket. It was a Cresco, C-R-E-S-C-O, Cresco jacket.
Of course it was.
Because my father was representing them as a salesman. They were great in the leather and suede house. But then I started thinking about when I got into my 30s, hey, wait a minute, this comes from my cows. I'm not going to wear this stuff.
Hey, how many members only jackets did you own?
I only actually had one, Rich.
Really? What color was it?
It was tan.
Tan, of course.
Yes, tan. There were blue ones. There were yellow ones.
Yeah.
There were light red ones, pink ones.
Did they match your Zanzibelt stretch pants, dress pants?
Sans, S-A-N.
Zanzibelt, right.
Zanzibelt. Jan, no, I think I had Janmar.
Janmar.
Yeah. 28 after, thanks for asking. This is a good day.
Vitamin D is a do-good wonder. It helps you gain less weight, lower blood pressure, and lessen the chance of heart disease and stroke. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. What's the daily amount we need? 600 IUs until age 70, then it's 800. IU stands for International Units. That's how it's listed when you buy it. Some foods can help. 3 ounces of canned tuna have 154 IUs, the same amount of salmon, 447. And 1 tablespoon of cod liver oil, over 1,300. As we age, the amount of vitamin D our bodies make goes way down. 40% of us don't have enough. You can find out with a blood test. And one more thing, vitamin D has a buddy. When we have enough D, we process calcium better. For more info, check out the October issue of the AARP Bulletin. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Tonight, after The Biggest Loser on NBC, it's the premiere of two great new comedies.
First up, we got Bad Judge, starring Kate Walsh. And who knew she was so funny?
Who knew she was so hot?
I knew she was hot.
The answer is me. I knew that.
She's so good.
She's great. And then right after that, it's A to Z. And the critics are going nuts over this one.
Forget the critics. I'm going nuts over this show. I have to tell you, I love the two leads. I think they're amazing. It's Kristen Milioti and
Ben
Feldman.
Right? Yes, they got great chemistry.
Great chemistry. So cute. And I think everyone just wants to see them end up together. Or at least I do.
Well, luckily, you can do that tonight on NBC.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Here we are, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, home of the Uniboob.
That would just be one boob, right? The Uniboob.
That would be one boob, yes. That would be you. Rich McFadden is Uniboob.
You had to go there, didn't you?
Oh, well.
Bring it.
No, I'm just that song.
I'll give you that one.
It was a chuckle, that's all.
I'll give you that one.
It's a chuckle. It's
you need
chuckle
to get one every now and then.
Every once in a while, yes. It's good.
Beware of that.
I won't tell you about the origins of that. Meredith and I were just having that conversation.
Yep. I hear her shutting this conversation down.
34 past the hour.
Yeah. Weather coming up.
All right. So, I had to start with something that was funny because the Ebola thing is not funny, nor is it fun, yet it is our responsibility every day to have exasperating conversation.
It is almost funny.
Well, there's 80 people who came into contact with this guy in Dallas now. That's a lot of people. They know 80 people, and they know 80 people. And so, without really getting the details correctly, we have this speculative news media that 80 people are in contact with this.
Stop right there.
Blown out of proportion.
With the 80 people and those 80
the
people.
The family
people.
Has been ordered to stay home for 2 weeks.
Yeah, if you do not show symptoms, you are not contagious.
But you have 21 days.
Excuse me.
Right.
But if you do, until you show symptoms, you are not contagious.
To show the symptoms. Right. So you can have it in your system, but until you are actually.
You cannot spread it.
Right.
I could have them all over me.
Nice.
But until I show symptoms, you cannot get it from me.
Mm-hmm.
And then for you to get it from me, you have to. We have to. No, God, I don't want to say this.
Huh?
We have to exchange
you have to be
bodily
in contact
fluids.
With yeah. blood or body fluid.
Right. Right. Okay, let's keep moving.
888-302. I've never exchanged any bodily fluids with you.
888-302-3684. Comments on this or other items. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day Show. Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen with a real story about Pepsi Cola. PepsiCo as it's known, as a new weapon, so they say, in the mid-to-low-calorie cola war.
Yes.
It is a soda sweetened with stevia, or stevia. Some people say stevia, some people say stevia. The second largest beverage manufacturer in the world, Pepsi behind Coca-Cola, says the new Coke, or the new cola called Pepsi True, is sweetened naturally with real sugar and stevia leaf extract. Holds 30% less sugar than regular Pepsi. This is what they're trying to do to get consumers back, because, you know, the bottom line is that people are staying away from this stuff because it's high calorie. It really isn't refreshing. I don't find anything about Pepsi or Coca-Cola. Never have. Yeah. It's really refreshing.
Coke's doing the same thing. You're going to have Coke Life.
Coca-Cola Life. Yep. Yeah, Coca-Cola right, exactly. Life. Yeah, yeah. So they come in green cans like Zevia, which is a smaller maker of naturally sweetened soda that has inserted itself into the market, and they're going to be a target. Sooner or later, PepsiCo or Coca-Cola will buy them, because that's how it works. You know, Coca-Cola owns all kinds of brands.
Oh, sure.
Minute Maid. You think
Gatorade.
Any kind of Ocean Spray,
yeah.
Any kind of drink that's out there, that's what's in their market, and they're huge.
In 2013, huge. Carbonated soft drinks constituted 43% of drink sales,
yeah,
which is a decline for the ninth consecutive year.
Mm. All right, our poll today at DougStefan.com asks whether or not you would buy a soft drink that was only available online, because the hitch to this is that you can only buy it. But it's sort of an Amazon thing. It'll be sold on Amazon only. So they can incubate this product.
Coke will be in the stores.
Yeah.
But the Pepsi will
Pepsi
be on
will
Amazon
be
to start.
Online. Okay. So I guess the question then, again, would you buy a soda pop from a company online and they'll ship it to you? A, yes, I love the exclusivity of it. B, why not? I buy other food. I can get it online. C, maybe depending on the cost. D, no, I'm sure I can get whatever drinks I want cheaper at my local store. E, I don't drink soft drinks. So E would be my choice. Kenny, what's yours?
I might try it depending on how much it costs.
Really? Mm-hmm. Richie?
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to be cheap. I would try it.
Cheap. What does it mean, cheap? What's it cost to buy? I don't even know what this stuff costs. What does it cost to buy a can of a buck? How much is a buck? If you went into the store and got a can of Pepsi, what would you pay for it at the convenience store?
You'd pay a buck.
A buck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thing. I'm seeing a price here for $40.99 for
a
Coca-Cola.
Case?
I guess.
Yeah. You know how much it costs them to make, including all of the cans and the advertising and everything? You know how much it costs? I just looked this up.
7 to 10 cents.
14 cents.
Yeah.
So it was 86, but what a business.
So they tested this in Argentina and Chile.
Yeah. And?
And the Coca-Cola Life has 2/3 the calories of a regular Coke.
Mm-hmm.
But they say it could have problems in the U.S. because it's got a bitter aftertaste associated with the stevia. Now, I use stevia in my tea. And I don't really notice a bitter aftertaste that I don't like, so I don't know that it'll be different.
Hmm. Well, it's something, if you're big into this sort of thing, it's news to have that maybe will help you make decisions,
you know what?
About what you're going to drink. That story is at DougStefan.com.
It's good news that there's been a 9% decline in soft drink sales over the past 9 years,
mm-hmm.
and that they're coming up with alternatives that are better than high fructose corn syrup and aspartame.
It's self-preservation.
Aspartame is one of the worst things you could ever put in your body.
Horrible. It's like arsenic, same kind of thing. And by
plastic.
The way, well,
somebody tasted plastic.
Yeah.
For some reason, they were trying to invent, like, I don't know, a new gas cap or something like that. Mm. And somebody put it in their mouth for some reason. And went, hey, this is sweet. Next thing you know, it's in your drinks.
Yeah. There's one of the things that you got to remember is that there are a lot of the emphasis on your health and well-being is not the priority of most government officials. You know that, if that was the case. But people are speaking so solidly, so strongly now about the choices that they have, that the so-called locavore movement is so strong that they have to pay attention. People are not going to be told what they can eat and what they can't eat, as much as they're going to get pushed around. I think it's really very interesting here.
In light of that information from the Did You Know or Do You Care fact file, Richie, did you know, that the percentage increase in antioxidant activity of organic apples versus conventional ones is times the factor 34? This is the time of year when people are picking apples. People are buying really fresh apples. The orchards are full of people picking their own every weekend all around the country. There are apples being shipped. There's an apple shortage at the where I buy my apples to sell in the store. They have a shortage of the most popular type because people are trying to buy them now when they're fresh and hold them in their own storage capacities. Basements, places that are cool, that kind of stuff, because they don't want to rely on the stores, because they think the stores are artificially pumping up the fruit somehow in the middle of the winter. That may or may not be true, but you can get pesticide-free fruit. Fast, easy way to find organic produce at the grocery store is to look at the stickers. Listen to this very carefully. You may or may not know this, but here's the way. You know how we are. Where those of us who are conscious really want to have information about where our food comes from. You can tell by the pitch of my voice that I'm really into this. Because I think
Really?
Yeah. All right, so you ready? Here's the information.
Sure.
A four-digit number on the apple means it was conventionally grown. A five-digit number beginning with a nine means it was grown organically. I passed this information last year at this time. Yes, talking about apples, I passed the same information along to you. All right? So if you want to look to understand what the... This is not only for apples and fruit. It's pretty much for everything. Nine and five digits means the food is grown organically. So it can be, or at least Monsanto is trying to keep all this information from you because they don't want to have you know that, frankly, the four is them and the five are the good guys. That's pretty much it. The four-digit number is them. The five-digit number are the good guys. So that's what you need to know. For example, if the apple, if the sticker has 4011 or a banana has it or something like that.
Right.
It'll be non-organic conventional. If it has 94011, then it is an organic apple or the produce banana, whatever it is that you're buying. All right? Does that help?
Yeah, I've seen that. It's just a matter of remembering it when I'm in the
right.
store.
Right, you just got to remember.
Is
that's
the four-digit or the five-digit?
Four-digit is normal stuff. Five-digit is organic.
Five-good.
Right. Okay, the American Chemical Society is asking about the promise of a new sugar substitute. We were talking just a minute ago about stevia. Did you know that there is a tequila plant from which a sweetener may come that will aid diabetes? Those of you who
right.
are... Yeah, what do you think of that?
That's awesome.
It's called agavins, A-G-A-V-I-N-S. A-G-A-V-I-N-S, derived from the agave plant that's used to make tequila. And the studies have been already done with mice. What this stuff does, the sugar substitute does, is trigger insulin production and then lowers blood sugar in the fat mice. They have obese mice that they've tested, and they have used this tequila plant sweetener on them. Yep. So this is not like sucrose, glucose, fructose. This agave, or the agavins, which is really what it is, is not the molecules are not absorbed in your body, so they can't elevate blood glucose. And let's see, what else do they? They boost the level of a peptide called GLP-1, which is maybe more information than you need, but it triggers the body's production of insulin Gavin's aids the natural blood sugar control that insulin does. So this is very.
That's my question. It's okay, everybody's all hot for stevia now, and as a sugar substitute.
Right.
But what will we find out 5 years down the road?
We just found it out. Yeah, we just know now what you do to replace it. You look around for agavins. That's the latest. That's the replacement.
Yeah, but we don't know
stevia.
That stevia is bad.
No,
I mean,
but you know, it tastes bad. It doesn't taste good.
I don't mind it, but I'd be happy to try this thing.
Yeah. Would you prefer stevia or tequila?
What do you prefer? Tequila, brother.
Tequila or stevia? What do you think? Kenny, you prefer the taste of tequila or the taste of stevia?
Tequila.
All right, so there we go. All right.
Wonder what happens if you put the worm in there, too.
Worm's good protein. It's good protein. 14 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Tequila. And now, another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples. Make more happen every day.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TATC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Hi, everyone. I'm Wendell Brown, style expert, here to tell you about some great new things for fall. During Fashion Week, I saw some fantastic styles for men, a lot of athletic-inspired things, a lot of layering. One thing every guy's got to have is a great hoodie. So from Hanes, we have new fleece zip-front hoodies. What's so great about them is they're warm without being bulky. No one will take them from you because they are available for men, women, and children, available at mass retailers nationwide. The other essential thing every guy's got to have, regardless of what style he wears, is confidence. Nothing says a lack of confidence more than sweat stains or underarm odor. For that, I recommend Gillette Clear Gel Antiperspirant. Two swipes of the dial, and it dries in 10 seconds and leaves you with 48 hours of freshness and protection. The last thing is for a busy guy, a guy on the go. We have from Dockers the Pacific On-The-Go Khaki. It's a versatile and incredibly comfortable pant. It has 6 security pockets. It's moisture wicking, and the pockets are mesh, which is great for breathability. For more information, go to videopump.tv.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014.
Tonight, after The Biggest Loser on NBC, it's the premiere of 2 great new comedies.
First up, we've got Bad Judge starring Kate Walsh. And who knew she was so funny?
Who knew she was so hot?
I knew she was hot.
The answer is me. I knew that.
She's so good.
She's great. And then right after that, it's A to Z. And the critics are going nuts over this one.
Forget
right?
the critics. I'm going nuts over this show. I have to tell you, I love the two leads. I think they're amazing. It's Kristen Milioti and Ben Feldman.
Right? Yeah, they got great chemistry.
Great chemistry. So cute. And I think everyone just wants to see them end up together. Or at least I do.
Well, luckily you can do that tonight on NBC.
All right, yada done. So,
the sky is falling. The sky is falling. A piece of a
with my fly swatter. There's a new study that we have at DougStefan.com, which is always hopefully filled with information that will help you understand what's going on in the world. The study suggests there is gravity, grave consequences to climate change. West Antarctica has lost so much ice between this past 2009 and now. The gravity field over that region has dipped, according to an announcement from the European Space Agency. Conclusion based on high-resolution measurements. In other words, the gravitational fluctuation over the Antarctic is small, and that is evidence, they say, of melting ice changing parts of the planet. For those of you who have heard me talk about the axis changing and time going faster, gravitational things changing, this adds to it, because I think that what they're finding is true. I think the planet is changing a lot. Whether it's climate change or not, it's changing. 51 after the hour.
Yes, that's the end of your stew, Mr. Foxy.
All right now, folks, break it up. Back to business as usual.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you know, I got an informer in my outfit.
You accuse me once, I put up with it. You accuse me twice, I quit.
I don't want to be a product of my environment. I want my environment to be a product of me.
So, you no doubt got the voices of Leonardo DiCaprio and Jack Nicholson from the movie The Departed, which is the number one movie from this week in 2006. Very violent. Interesting story about Boston gangsters. Thus the theme from the movie I'm Shipping Up to Boston by the Dropkick Murphys. I don't know that they had been heard from before or have been heard from since, but sort of fitted. The movie was hardcore. And so we remember that as our movie audio of the week as we start movie moments with movie music, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Chuck is off today, but we do have movie news and movie references, movie history, if you will, coming right up on Good Day.
And now, another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff.
And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
Fish in a bucket. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Tonight, after The Biggest Loser on NBC, it's the premiere of two great new comedies.
First up, we've got Bad Judge, starring Kate Walsh. And who knew she was so funny?
Who knew she was so hot?
I knew she was hot.
The answer is me. I knew that.
She's so good.
She's great. And then right after that, it's A to Z. And the critics are going nuts over this one.
Forget the critics. I'm going nuts over this show. I have to tell you, I love the two leads. I think they're amazing. It's Kristen Milioti and Ben Feldman.
Right? Yeah, they got great chemistry.
Great chemistry. So cute. And I think everyone just wants to see them end up together. At least I do.
Well, luckily you can do that tonight on NBC.
Being a new mom can be overwhelming, especially battling tough diaper rash. That's why I use pediatrician-recommended Balmex Diaper Rash Cream. Only Balmex helps treat and prevent diaper rash with ActiveGuard, which neutralizes harmful irritants in wet or dirty diapers. In fact, Balmex reduces redness in just one diaper change. Trust Balmex, the solution for tough diaper rash that really works. Look for Balmex in the baby aisle at Walgreens, CVS, Target, and Walmart.
All right, so the big story of the day today seems to be the report that Adam Sandler has been hired by Netflix to make four movies for them. This seems to be significant. How does this work, Reggie?
Well, we heard from Netflix earlier this week that they were going to be the ones to premiere the sequel to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Right.
And then they look over at Adam Sandler and see that he's made over $3 billion on his movie catalog. Mm. So they said, hey, let's get in on some of this. So they've signed him for the next four movies. The earliest one could premiere in 2015. This does not include some of his movies that are already in production that will be released on the big screens at the theaters. But Adam Sandler says the key to getting this deal done was that Netflix rhymes with wet chicks.
How do you argue with that? I don't think so. All right.
It's pretty interesting where everything's going.
It's going.
You're going to have a 60 or 70 inch TV at home to be able to watch the latest movies.
Right. I wonder if this is what's going on. AMC owns the 16-plex here in Framingham. They announced last week they were going to rebuild the whole theater. It currently will hold, I think there's 6,400 seats in the combined theater, all of the theaters. So they're going to rebuild the theater, cut the number of seats in half, and charge twice as much money for you to go in and have food, lounge chairs.
That's what ours is doing, too.
Really? Now, the first time I went into one, Jennifer and her dad and I took her for her birthday to this complex in, where the heck was it? I think it was Glendale, I think maybe. Anyway, not important. But when I went in, I'd never been in a theater like that before. But there are a lot of them in Los Angeles County, a lot of Sullivan County. Do you have any where you are, Kenny, in San Diego?
Yeah, there are a couple here.
There are, yeah. Well, anyway, you got them in Washington or not, Richie?
Oh, yeah. It's coming.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. The article I'm reading here says the worst thing that could happen to Adam Sandler is that he joins Jean-Claude Van Damme and other faded stars to go to direct-to-video movies.
All right, the anniversary of these films opening up on this date, 1998, Ants. That was a DreamWorks.
Good movie.
Remember that? Huh?
Yeah, lots of fun.
Let's see here. A Night at the Roxbury.
Silly, stupid, goofy. Saturday Night Live.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
On this day in 2000, Beautiful with Minnie Driver and Halle Eisenberg. And Kathleen Turner was in that, too. I remember Minnie Driver hasn't been around as much as she is. She was quite good.
Yeah.
Younger, and then she sort of disappeared for whatever the reason. But she was good. Also, The Broken Hearts League with Zach Braff, Timothy Olyphant opened on this day 2000 as well. 59 after on Good Day.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.